I'm David Delegater. When was the last time you were at the Taft Theater for music other than rock, country, folk, or bluegrass? Have you been there for African rhythms, jazz and funk, Cuban drumming, New Orleans brass? Well, here's a heads up. You can hear it all at once on September 15th at the Taft when Antibalas comes to town. Strange name, right? It derives from the phrase chaleco antibalas, Spanish for bulletproof vest. Literally, antibalas is anti-bullet, a concept that figures in the band's musical and political philosophy. Martin Perna, baritone saxophonist and founder of the band, says, "I like the double meaning of that. You have the idea of the music that's hard and durable. The literal translation can be seen as a challenge to the idea of building empire through violence. If nothing else, you should be curious about a band that bothered to think about the semiotics of its name. Antibalas was formed in Brooklyn in 1998. The music reflects an homage to the Afrobeat sound of Fela Kuti's Africa 70 band, and to a lesser extent, Eddie Palmieri's Harlem River Drive Orchestra. We're talking African Yoruba rhythms, Latin dance grooves, American jazz, funk and soul, and Cuban drumming. All at once. No synthesizers, no drum machines, lots of brass, horns, bass, and percussion. It'll make you want to get up and dance. The clever lyrics, while not didactic, are socially conscious and speak to the myriad injustices visited upon the oppressed of the planet, which I suppose these days includes the 99%ers. As a matter of fact, their new album, simply titled Antibalas, opens with the tune Dirty Money. That's a blunt political commentary on Wall Street greed and the big bank's LIBOR fraud conspiracy. All subtly woven into the gumbo that is the legacy of Afrobeat. Let's listen to some Antibalas from the older days.
I think of you, so, oh, who is America can speak up today?
Who is America can speak up today?
Is it you or me or the next border we had? Oh,
can speak up today?
Can speak up like my next door neighbor. Who is America?
Who is America? Can speak up today?
But it can't be every brother. Every brother can't be him.
Who is America? Can speak up today?
Is it Panama McDonald in him Mickey House? Or just see him eating burger? Oh, him who bought him Nike, him who watching TV. Oh, I grow confused. Oh, I must ask again, who is this America? Let's speak up today. Tell me,
who is this America? Let's speak up today.
While the band is unified in its musical initiatives and direction, Antibalas is a kaleidoscope of diversity. Its 11 present members are black and white, Asian and Latino, the oldest 54, the youngest 21. According to trombonist Aaron Johnson, in terms of music and background, some of us are coming from John Coltrane and others are coming from Van Halen. The group's lead singer, Abraham Amayo, was born in Britain and raised in Nigeria. He has one of those riveting, transcendent voices, like that of Brazilian singer Milton Nascimento, that make him a planetary treasure. This is one of those shows that comes so rarely to the city and provide an opportunity to hear a type of music not found on the radio and that probably won't pass this way again. September 15th at the Taft. You won't regret it. For more information about Antibalas, go to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.
This is no one community, no one family. Oh,
America,
more people united. What is united in a state of confusion?
Who is America,
no rubus uno, no rubus uno.
Who is America,
ah!